Okay, baby. Here we is. This is for the 10th of April, our pre-show. Oh, man. How many times have I started a pre-show like that? Oh, man. So, had a good conversation with my close personal friend, Big Don, this morning. We've known each other since we were 12, and we've been through all kinds of shit, you know. And, you know, when you got a good friend, and we haven't, you know, I live in Florida, he lived in California, he was in Northern California, I was in Southern California, you know, he was, I mean, you're in disparate places, you're living your life, you're doing different things. He got married, I was his best man, but through it all, you know, you kind of stay in touch. You may not talk to a guy for a year, but, you know, you're right back at it when you talk to them. And Don got married, and I spent the 80s fucking around here in California, Los Angeles, going between working at Westwood One as a producer, I don't know, man, taking some acting classes, but kind of half-assing it. Then I went out and I did mornings at KLSX. And, you know, it was the 80s was really the time. The end of the 80s is when I finally said, fuck this shit. Either I'm going to do something that I'm proud of, or I'm going to just, or I'll wind up, like I said the other night to you guys. Look at these. I'm going to wear these during the post, during the video log. Be sure to watch the video log today, because I'll be wearing these reader sunglasses that I bought. And I bought them liking them, but they're actually for women. So they look like maybe Elton John might wear them, and I like them, and I will wear them, and I don't care what people say. So I just, you know, that, and so that's what the doc was all about. So Tom Dofka is going to be on the phone. I thought should we have Tom in the studio, or, you know,
Yeah, Phyllis, yes, Tom Dofka, you know, I watched this little. They did a documentary about you, huh? Well, I guess you feel sort of special, huh?
Yeah, I don't feel special, but it was nice.
Well, this is the thing that bothers me as a radio consultant. You're the talent.
Let me guess, Tom, and I got to do what you tell me to do?
Yeah, basically, you do. You got to do, you do.
This see here the slapback? So I'm talking here, and it doesn't matter how far away I hold the phone. Test. See, you can still hear it. Test. So I have to pot it down. Test, test, test.
Yeah, and so.
That was not happening before. I think it's the function of this analog board. We used to have a digital board. We had the PreSonus board, which was fine, but we burned one up every two fucking years. And probably I should have been turning it off. I mean, that's my professional experience. Leave the equipment on is what they always taught us. All right, so Tom Dofka is going to be on. He's going to go, but you do a documentary. You understand that makes it harder for me to tell people what to do. I think it's kind of funny. Then we're going to follow that up with Father James McQuarters. And Father McQuarters, you wanted to apologize?
I was asked by Father Staley and members of the board to apologize for a comment that I published on... I had published rather publicly, and I don't think it was one that I'm very proud of. It had to do with the rapture.
What is the Catholic belief on the rapture?
I don't want to get into that bullshit, Phil.
What is the Catholic belief on the rapture? What do Catholics believe about the rapture? Dun 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 dun. Dun. What in the fuck? What do Catholics believe? Wait. What do Catholics believe about the rapture? Huh? What do they believe? I was raised Catholic. I don't think I ever heard anybody talk about it. Ever. Never. Let's go. How do I get this thing to, what, have I forgotten how to use Google search? That's AI, bitch. Get out of here. I don't want to do an image search. What do Catholics... Wait a minute. Copy. Let me try this again. Okay, good. The rapture. Catholic answers. Tracked. Do Catholics believe in the rapture? This is from 2019... Strictly, do Catholics believe in the rapture? And this is from who? Where's this from? This is from BC, the BC Catholic. Who the fuck is that? You don't know what you're reading. You know, when you take just any God, but I don't really give that much of a shit, so I'll go ahead and I'll accept this. But Catholics do believe in a form of rapture, a bodily assumption to heaven of all the faithful, both living and dead at Jesus' second and final coming. This will be preceded by the appearance of the Antichrist and associate. But there is a new and often very anti-Catholic idea of rapture that is now taking many evangelical and fundamentalist Protestant denominations by storm. It is absolutely foreign to the first 17 centuries of Christianity, and made especially popular by recent books and movies like the infamous Left Behind series. While this new concept of rapture comes in many varieties, it generally involves dividing biblical history in a series of dispensations or periods, then adding a secret second coming of Jesus before his final coming, where he will snatch believers bodily up to heaven, leaving all others behind to endure an intense seven-year tribulation initiated by the Antichrist. This will be followed by yet a third return and judgment, at which point Jesus will establish his kingdom on earth. At the end of this earthly reign, there will be a final judgment and then the end of time as we know it. What the fuck does that fuck? Who the fuck came up with that bullshit? Who the fuck came up with any of this shit, right? You know? Rapture has claimed God's kingdom on earth has not yet begun in any form. Basing this is on the interpretation of the thousand-year reign of Christ. They believe Jesus will begin a literal thousand-year kingdom reign at a third coming after the rapture. But even a cursory reading of Scripture clearly reveals that Jesus already established his kingdom when he was on earth some 2,000 years ago. Perhaps the clearest evidence of this comes Luke 17, all this good shit. Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, bitch. I don't even know what that is. Last energy for the day, loyalty, freak music, roller disco, dance. Okay, are we ready or not? I think so.